Time to talk to Victoria, who's calling us from Marysville. Hi, Victoria. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi. I'm calling about a skin tag disease in little kids called MOLLUSCUM.
Yeah, the next word is contagiosum, ma'am. Now, according to the CDC, it's caused by a virus. You can look that up online if you wish. And so it may not be all that hard to deal with because most skin viral and bacterial infections can be dealt with two things. One happens to be nanoparticulate silver. Now, nanoparticulate just means the tiniest particle size they can find because it's most effective. And what I've talked to people who've done after recommending it, and they tell me, what do you know? It helps take it away. Is one first
could
rubs
you,
in.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? Because I swear to you, I unplugged my phone the minute you said that, and I didn't get that.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean to unplug your phone for you, ma'am. I'll have to talk in a different language or something.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's nano, N-A-N-O, particulate. And all that nanoparticulate means is very tiny silver particles. So you ask your supplier, the Toma dispensary, your local natural food store, your compounding pharmacy, where's the nanoparticulate particulate silver? Someone takes some of that liquid and rubs it in over the problem. Are we going to get hurt with it? No, no, no. The only way we can get hurt with tiny doses of silver is to use them for about 5 to 10 years every day, and then our skin will gradually turn blue. But that's another story. Besides turning blue, it doesn't do any other harm. And we don't use it all that long anyway. So anyway, you rub that in over where the problem is. And then the next thing is a little bit more tricky because you got to get yourself some DMSO, which is sold in all the places I mentioned in a 99.9% concentration. And you have to dilute that 7 parts DMSO and 3 parts distilled water. And you only put those together in metal or ceramic, but never in plastic because it gets really hot for a few minutes and then it cools off, but we don't want it to melt the plastic. So ceramic or stainless steel, something like that, you mix the 70% DMSO, the DMSO is 99% to start with, but you mix 7 parts of that with 3 parts of distilled water, and you can make a cup or two full of it and store it. It doesn't go bad. Anyway, the point to that is it takes that silver even further all the way through the tissues where that virus is hanging out. And what that does is it just kills all the little viruses without hurting the person, and the problem goes away. And I've talked to a lot of people who've done that, but first the silver, then the DMSO, and it's just rubbed in really good, and that's that. And you do it a couple of times a day, and if it's a virus or a bacteria, it will almost always take it away. I've even seen serious cases of what's called cellulitis, where the infection is bacterial deep in the tissues, just slowly go away with applying those two things.
Oh, oh gosh, thank you so much. Okay, second question real quick. CBD oil.
Yes, ma'am, what about it?
Is it as good as people say it is?
For a lot of things, ma'am. The one I'm most impressed with that people have told me about is helping insomnia.
Uh-huh.
And it does not get anybody high. That's a key thing. And you probably know something else, too, but I'm going to mention it anyway. And that is, years ago, scientists discovered that there are receptors for what are called cannabinoids, which is what CBD is, that are naturally present in human bodies. So it seems that it's something that's found in nature that our bodies have been accustomed to for as long as there's been bodies because they got receptors for it. So anyway, it's not the THC which gets us high. It's the CBD part. And that appears to be good for a lot of things, including, as I said, insomnia.
Oh, and great. Well, thank you so very, very much. And really quickly, say thank you.
Thank you.
A little louder.
Thank you.
That's my
you're welcome.
I'm calling about.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.